Blog Talk Radio.
There's a guy who's cutting my slice off.
Test, test, test. Okay, now I hear stuff.
Yeah, no, it's like one of those like indoor.
Test.
Indoor.
Test.
Oh, it was like during a party or
testing the microphone.
I am on a microphone right now.
Chuck Landington, and this is the Metal Injection Live Cast. Can you believe Seth Putnam died? Yes, I can too. It's quite easy to believe. Okay, then. Here's the show.
Wow, wow. Chuck Landington never with any remorse.
Well, come on. There's one person that's not getting remorse. It's Seth Putnam.
I guess that's
true. He wouldn't want remorse.
No. He doesn't want remorse. It's very accurate. Welcome, everyone, to a brand new edition of the Metal Injection Livecast.
Hi, everybody.
Dying is gay.
Sure.
Sean, are you going to die now?
True.
Yeah, Liberace.
I'm a flaming homosexual.
No, Sean,
I mean, did anyone see what kind of shoes Sean is wearing?
No, I didn't. Yeah. Let me see.
He's wearing these checkered Vans that my sister has.
I used to wear those
in my
high
house
school.
Shoes.
Those are the cool
I
shoes.
I didn't feel like wearing socks today.
Are they
yeah,
pink?
Back when ska was in style.
No, this was before ska.
Yeah, my shoes say,
before
that guy might like ska, but my face says,
yeah, that guy probably likes ska.
True.
While Scott's playing in the background.
Before we get to the cock talk.
There was some severe cock talk going on here while we were setting up the show.
We'll
true.
Get to that in
but
a
it was heterosexual this time.
Sort of. It went in and out.
That's what she said.
Before we get to that, though, I just want to remind everyone that later on in the show, we're going to have a special guest. We're going to have Seth Putnam on the air.
Well,
that's definitely not happening.
We might have quote unquote Seth Putnam on.
We're going to have Steve Bradley from I Wrestle the Bear once on the air with us.
Is he dead or he's still alive?
He is alive.
Okay.
He is alive.
Just checking.
He might die while on the air with us.
We seem to have the magic touch. We had Peter Steele died.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So
it's true.
Beware anyone that comes on our show.
Shlomo
really,
hasn't showed up in a while.
Wow. He's in
the
camp.
I think really the person we have to look at with a suspicious eye in all of this is Noah, because didn't one of your coworkers pass away this week too?
Yeah.
Jeez.
DJ.
That's harsh.
What happened? I mean,
he had a heart failure.
It wasn't Jose Mangan, was it?
No, wouldn't be here right now.
God.
She'd be in her house crying.
She'd be sitting shiver.
Yeah.
It was like Mario something.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah, actually, it's not. Eulogy? I don't really want to talk about it. I don't think it's funny.
Well, I don't think we're making any jokes.
We were making the joke about anyone dying.
Funny. Yeah.
Okay, I'm trying to concentrate on why we're not having any sound. So
we are.
Wow, Noah.
I hear myself. Way to break the fourth wall.
Rob, do you want to make a eulogy? You met the guy, I'm assuming.
Yeah, it was a dude named Mario. I don't really know how to pronounce his last name.
Don't butcher it.
Mario C. will go.
Mm-hmm.
What did he die of?
Heart failure.
I'm not really sure. I don't think his family really wants to go into the specifics, but it was he got sick, and then he had some like rare form of leukemia or something, and like this was all within a week that he. But he was a really great guy, and
that's one of the worst, leukemia, man.
Yes.
Terrible.
But why are we getting all bummed out? Let's get back to the cock talk.
We tried to. We got sidetracked somehow.
Seth Putnam's fault.
Yep.
So what was the cock talk going on here a moment ago? Sean,
started with Sean talking about his gay coworker.
Yeah.
No, that's not why. No,
Remember, he said he didn't want to mention that it was a coworker.
Yeah,
Rob.
Thanks
Come
a lot.
On.
Appreciate it. Now I'm not going to tell the story.
Gay coworker.
So not
his
telling
gay
the story.
Coworker Mike.
Yeah.
Well, Sean, we heard the story so we could retell it, really.
I didn't hear the part where you said it.
Well, no, really the fucking cock talk started with me and Sid this week. We're talking about how Sid really likes Nicki Minaj's giant ass.
So do I.
Yeah, okay.
I
there you go.
That.
And I was wondering if...
hate her music.
Sure. But if you're boning a girl with that like giant of an ass, like, do you need to have a longer dong to make it to the brown eye?
Or not
like
really.
Are the cheeks
is that
away,
why
or?
Black men are better hung than white men? Just because natural them? Selection just so they could get the dick in all the way?
I would assume
but
so.
Their pussies are not more deep.
No, I was talking
but
about the brown eye. Yeah, the brown eye.
Deeper.
Yeah, but you can spread the ass cheeks apart.
So you got to kind of wriggle in between ass. So like pull it around you
like a seatbelt.
Okay. I thought I was thinking one of those inflatable ducks.
A
meat belt. Like, but so the ass cheeks don't in like hinder the process.
No, they rub against your tummy.
Oh, that's nice.
A little chafing.
Yeah.
All right. So Sid, you're a big fan of the Nicki Minaj body.
Yeah, sure.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a specialty. Like she's got like it, like out of proportion big ass. It's
she's
like
shaped like a teardrop.
That's like her special thing.
I just don't want to hear her talk though.
She's like the Dolly Parton of hip hop, just the bottom instead of the top. Like Dolly Parton, her special thing was just abnormally
giant,
large
just,
tits.
Right.
And it's like, all right, I'll go for that because it's out of the ordinary.
Yeah.
She's like at the top of her field.
She's something else to look
corner
at.
Corner to market.
Just put a little tape around her mouth and you're good.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's most women.
It's always funny to watch her like teeter out there with her gigantic bulbous ass.
How old is Dolly Parton now? Do we know?
70, maybe close to 70.
Would you bone a Dolly Parton right now, Darren? Just to say,
hey, Darla, like one of them.
Well, yes. Disclaimer: I haven't seen her recently.
Let's get a Google.
The most recent
Google
picture of her that I remember seeing
was
from
9 to 5. The poster.
Yeah.
I heard that Dabney Coleman. That was a fearsome couple.
I would bone her maybe 5 years ago.
Let's see. Because so much has changed in 5 years.
Let's see. Well, she was still looking pretty good 5 years ago.
The thing is, her tits aren't real, so it's not like they're sagging.
Yeah, they're not
going to
go anywhere.
Well, no, according to her, she claims that she never had any implants. She only had lifts.
I can see that. An augmentation.
Here she is. This is a recent picture.
I hit it. Yep.
She's like a much better, like she looks like what Sharon Osbourne's trying to look like with all the plastic surgery.
I think Sharon Osbourne looks
but
better.
Still,
oh, no.
Yes,
oh,
I
no.
So I would take Morgan Fairchild over Dolly Parton here.
What about Morgan Freeman?
Morgan Freeman, without a doubt.
Compliments Sharon Osbourne's looks.
This guy.
No, yeah, I absolutely did not. I think she looks heinous, but I'd say of the two choices I'm being presented here.
You'd hit it with Sharon?
Yes.
I would not.
No, would I hit it with Sharon? No.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't hit it with either, but of the two, I feel that Sharon is less heinous looking at the moment.
But
I'd
rather the
like
one that hasn't
though.
Been fucked by Ozzy Osbourne.
That's a fair point.
Times.
All right, so but we're just looking at looks, though.
Okay.
I would still go for the Morgan Fairchild, Morgan Freeman threesome.
What about Morgan Lander from Kitty?
At least go for the half black chick.
I'd
she was be better looking.
Sharon Osbourne.
Yeah. What was the half black chick's name from Kitty?
She hasn't been in the band for like 10 years. Then,
she was the only good looking one.
Kitty would kick out any band member that was better looking than
her. And she was one of them. Yeah. And she was good looking.
Pretty
the one with the dyed red
Fun
hair.
Fun fact, Kitty will be playing at the Gathering.
Yeah,
of the
I watched that whole 20-minute commercial.
Kitty will be getting raped at the Gathering. Of the
Along with Ice Cube.
Yeah, well, those Coors commercials he does now are so fucking lame.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
I don't have TV. What are they about?
I think it's Coors where he's arguing with a can of beer over who's cooler.
Yeah, and the can just sits there.
Yeah, and like blows snow at him or something.
What? Oh, you think
it's
you're
like,
cooler than me?
It's like, because, come on, you turn on the radio, me. You turn on the TV, me.
Really,
you turn
when was
on
the last
movies,
time
I turned
the radio
me.
On
first of all, yeah, he never got played on the radio.
What
and
happened?
You don't turn on the movies.
Or
you go to the fucking movies, you dipshit.
There was that one song, I spit rhymes like way, or spin rhymes like way.
No.
That
ask you
know.
No.
Like what?
It was a good
like
day.
Like way, like curds and whey.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah.
You might be misinterpreting that.
I don't think so. Okay,
I don't
let's
think
go to the chat room.
I don't think he's rapping about whey. They can't hear us right now, by the way.
Oh, okay.
yeah, we're going to have to take a quick break. We'll
there goes my whey joke.
We'll be right back.
That was way over the line.
Before we went off the air for a second, we were talking about cocks and asses. And
no,
part.
On this show, no.
Get out.
It's Bible study.
So let's get back into it, guys. quick reminder, our number is 646-929-1357.
Just tell all the people listening live who we're going to have on the show.
We're going to have Stephen Bradley of I Wrestle the Bear once calling in very shortly to the show. It should be a fun time.
As if they didn't see the beautiful banner that Rob created for the show.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
You're Noah. Getting better with them.
What if they're blind?
Oh.
You know, it's a service.
Yeah.
It's a service.
Comma zero.
And, yeah, I'm just going to This is the cast.
Okay. I like
that. We're going to
Bob looks very Russian today. He's showing off some shoulder.
Yeah, well, the kids will see that in the behind-the-scenes footage that was taken earlier.
Missed,
it's very as explicit as your behind-the-scenes footage was last week. No,
this
week is
like
on a whole different level.
Really?
I'm sure people want to see that.
Man,
I missed
meat.
That.
Robin, I
be happy that you missed it.
Bang guts.
Don't no spoilers. Oh. Come on, man.
Was it? Let me put it this way: was it similar in vain to the Dave Brocky incident?
Oh, no, not that bad.
No.
Okay.
It was uncomfortable.
No, it
wasn't.
I thought maybe there was some meats that were exposed.
There were lots of meat.
Oh, there was a lot of meat
exposed. But not that kind of meat, thankfully.
Okay.
Maybe after the show.
I thought maybe some cold cuts were dangling.
Did Robbie take the salami out of his pocket?
He wanted to. We had to
stop. The bologna pony?
Yeah.
But, so the cock talk.
Cock talk!
All right.
This gay friend of mine. Like more than a friend.
Wait,
friend
what?
With benefits.
We were all out drinking, and another gay friend of mine just quit his job, doing like and he has a week in between his next job.
How do you know these two gay guys, Sean?
One is friends with my girlfriend, and one I worked with at one time. So.
Oh, at one time? Like how long ago?
Like, really? Like, right now? Like
what?
Right now.
I just want to know.
Okay.
No,
anywho,
for how long do you know him? I just want to know.
Sean didn't want to say that he worked with the guy now, so Noah's blowing him up. Just for you listening at home,
Thank you, Noah, that's what just happened. Your amazing radio skills.
Well, I already bloated up. Bloated.
Yeah.
I already blew him up.
Right, but that happened.
Where the story's going, I really...
Is he a listener?
This is chaos.
Is he a listener of the show?
We'll send him a shirt.
Oh, this is one of the worst. This is one of the worst catastrophes.
Okay.
Wait, I don't get it. What did I do?
We'll talk to you on the music break about it. But anyway, so he.
No,
was
that's why your third mic.
No, I had to. Well, I had to fix something when we started the show, so I.
It's okay. It's okay. Let's move on. So
I
go
move
ahead.
Up to sixth mic now. But.
You're down to like 15, but go ahead.
Eight left. Okay. So the dude that's got a week off, the other gay guy says, "So you're just going to spend the whole time jerking off all week?" And he's like, "Cause that's what I would do."
Can
and
I just
somehow,
say, I have to interrupt you. I'm sorry. When you were telling this before, you gave the guy like this bear voice.
Yeah, I spend the whole time jerking off. He's going to jerk off all week or what?
Like he was from the Appalachians.
Shit, I rub that shit raw.
Yeah. Does he really talk like that?
No,
okay.
He's actually extremely flaming.
Okay,
but,
go ahead.
So
we have Rob Lewis.
There's so many good, like, funny quips I could say about this guy, but it'd give away who he is, and I don't want
to
blow him up. I'd rather not.
Wouldn't it just give it away to him?
You never bring your other friends around us, so it doesn't matter.
I'm bringing Avi next week.
Yeah, where's D-Bag?
Oh yeah, no, I could have D-Bag call in next week when Avi's here too.
We could try to narrow it down. He works at MTV. He's
that doesn't narrow it down at all.
Wait,
it's a gigantic company.
It's Kurt Loder.
I was gonna say,
gay guy at MTV.
Oh,
Kurt Loder,
it.
Got it.
Uh huh.
John
okay,
Norris.
You got it. Anywho, and he proceeds to tell us all about his masturbation stylings, and that he really likes. He doesn't like looking at photos or videos. He gets off on literotica.com.
I never understood that. I know
a
girl that likes these.
Like
chicks are into that kind of the mental
aspect. Intellectual.
But like a
that's
like a
intellectual. What does that have to do with being intellectual?
Yeah.
It's like he's jerking off to T.S. Eliot. Come on.
I do that.
It's like fan fiction.
It's just because it's written words doesn't mean it's literature.
Chinese
takeout menu.
Squeeze their brains.
They like to squeeze something else. You know.
It's not like you're using imagination. It's reading it to you. It's like the opposite of imagination.
Yeah.
It's
wait, it reads it to you?
No, well,
oh,
computer,
it's an audiobook?
Well, I'm sure
that's like
you know,
Chuck
Landers.
Yes.
You could have like that. Isn't there a program that just reads the web
there
page?
Audio
too?
Version.
Yeah.
Right.
So
like,
you got to read too.
Porn for the Blind presents
there you go.
Big Sausage Pizza.
But he says that his once in a while when he's drinking, is to hit up the incest wing of literotica.com, and I'm like,
I didn't know there was such a wing.
Oh, there's, yeah, but they call it taboo. Yeah. Is what they, that's where all the incest stories are, and like the shitting and all that kind of crap. No pun intended. But yeah, so I asked him. I was like, "What, did you want to fuck your dad or something like that?" And he's like, "No, I just mean when you're in the drunk and you read like the father son kind of shit, and it's kind of whatever because he's gay. You got to remind you it's
so
not
wait,
like father
he,
raping
is
a daughter.
He saying like his dad, he wants his dad to rape him.
Wait,
no, that's what I asked.
Do we know? Do we know if he's a top?
He
or
wants to have a kid and then rape the kid.
No, he is a club sandwich. He's bun and meat. He switches back.
Is that what they're called? A club sandwich?
No, that's my term.
I like it. Let's try to
bread, meat,
that.
Bread,
that's
meat.
That's what Sean
bread.
Calls him when he yeah. gives him a bun sandwich.
Come here, you no. bun sandwich.
But what is a bun sandwich?
Yeah, it's club.
Club sandwich.
Well, whatever.
Come here, you club sandwich.
Rob,
that's Sean is gay voice.
No, I was about to say that's Rob using his bathhouse voice.
No, that was me imitating Sean.
Yeah,
I have a friend who's gay at MTV. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
my friend. Yeah, my friend likes Literotica and Black Flag and Fear.
Get Sean's laptop right now.
He wears an Apple Parade t-shirt to the live cast.
You can think that's pretty gay.
Yeah, my friend who works with me at MTV wants his dad to rape him. By the way, my dad's calling in later.
that's why I thought this segued well. It's my dad's birthday show.
Happy birthday, Dad.
Talk about incest.
Today. I got a friend that makes gerbils crawl through a paper towel roll into his buttocks. But it ain't me. I have a friend who is a gerbil who shits on Converge posters, and then I eat that shit off the Converge poster while I imagine Jacob Bannon fucking me in the ass.
Hey, Sean, is your dad listening to the show right now?
No, he's eating at Red Robin's.
I got a friend whose dad eats at Red Robin's. But it ain't me.
Now I'm Gilbert Gottfried.
Jafar! I knew a guy whose dad ate at the Red Robin. A well-known establishment where gay men's fathers hang out. But it ain't Sean. Sean Gressage is the straightest gay man I know. And he's not gay. He's bi. He'll buy any guy that's standing on the street corner.
I did get nice looks walking down the street with an Asshole Parade shirt in Hell's Kitchen today. So that's good. Yeah.
Filthy people.
Oh, Asshole Parade, huh?
Darren, is there any voice you can't do?
I got a friend that goes to Literotica, to the incest porn, but not the incest rape. Because that would be wrong. Too far! Only consensual incest story.
That's a different section, actually.
Only.
What
is
the website? Literotica.com?
/incest consensual.
Non-consensual is a whole other like section of the site. Taboo.
I only like stories where it's a touching love story between a man and his father-in-law.
This design is from, like, 1993.
Go to the section entitled Rob Getting Conceived.
Find me.
I want to read from that one.
It's literotica.com/robbedbeingconceived.com. Not HTML. /tripod.
Wait, so I'm in,
I thought that was an angel fire.
I'm in incest/taboo sex stories, but where's the filter for gay?
I want a touching story between a 3-year-old boy and his father falling in love.
Scroll down. Search
in springtime.
In springtime.
Search stories. Then you type in.
Okay, let's
read
one.
How do
I
get in there?
Just submit your story.
Go to literotica/submit.
I can't find all the categories. Am I on the right?
Oh, you need to scroll down a... Well, yeah, keep scrolling.
Oh, by the way.
Stories and pictures. Stories and pictures.
Schenkeltown just said, and Sean said the aristocrat.
He was the best one on the movie.
Yes.
Besides,
no,
Bob Saget
was good.
Slamming your dick into a drawer until it flattens out like a ruler was probably my favorite Bob Saget line in the whole movie. But,
transsexuals and cross dressers.
Sid made a good point about Bob Saget, that he has no real act. Like his whole act.
Hey,
is,
I say dirty things even though I was on Full House.
Right.
His contrast to Full House is his whole
and
act.
And home videos. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's like the
that's
whole.
Like Full House
that's
extended,
a shtick. That's a marketable shtick.
Just not the first 5 minutes of his act. And then
I mean,
the
like
next
for like
55
college
minutes
frat
of,
kids and shit like that.
Well, Carrot Top was marketable to those guys. So.
Right. I'm sure he makes money. Even though I did like that Saget show that was on A&E or Discovery or some shit.
The shit's long, by the way. We don't even have enough time to read. This is like a
well, pick out a good, novel. Pick out
yeah,
one line at
stories.
Random.
Stories. These aren't tweets. This isn't tweet erotica.
Oh, this is a great idea.
Just pick out one line at random and see if it's dirty.
Is this
Here,
gay
Sean,
incest?
Sean,
what's the name of this story?
Oh, no,
Fun for right. All in the Family. Fun for All the Family.
That was All in the Family.
Fun for All in the Family.
It's Archie Bunker molesting
your,
Gloria.
It's a fan fiction of All in the Family.
Bunker voice.
Archie! Come rape me in the butt, Archie! Oh, it's Archie. It's not Archer.
Archie!
Archie in the butt!
That's not how you used to
this
do.
John
you
know, Archie! Gloria's eating my muff again, Archie! Oh, no!
Oh, jeez, dear, why don't you lay off
nobody listening right now knows what we're talking about.
Shankletown knows.
I do. I'm listening.
Shankletown's like in his late 40s, I think. So he knows. He knows the reference.
He's going through menopause right now.
Wait, Shankletown works at MTV. Is that who you're talking about?
That's why I didn't want to get into this at all. Thank you, Noah. Didn't want to put your shank on blast.
Or did you?
Yeah, in more ways than one.
Once again,
our
number.
Have you guys had your little lunch yet, by the way?
Oh, not yet. No,
the fuck was that? Rob, what's our number?
It's Rob's spams.
Our number is 646.
From Television City in Hollywood.
Our number is 646-420-3277.
Nice like us, we did it with our sons.
Rob, what phone number did
you
give?
Oh, no.
Give?
We're going to have to bleep that.
Wait, what happened?
Oh,
I just gave away his cell phone number.
Oh, did you really do that?
How many calls are we going to get now?
Let's call on, guys. Everybody call
first
in.
First person to call.
Rewind on your DVR.
I can give out my cell phone number.
You guys are stupid because if you didn't call attention to it, you could have just said it was the Chinese food place. Did anyone call?
I don't think anyone picked up on it.
Anyone, if you got Rob's cell phone number, text him a picture of your spread asshole. Or like your
we'll send you a prize.
Yep.
Unless you're under 18, then probably don't do that.
We'll print it out. Rob will come on it.
Then
we'll
probably don't
do
that.
Then we'll send you one of Sean's t-shirts.
It's not my phone.
Oh, no. Your number's been posted in the chat room.
No!
You didn't have to announce it.
No, it wasn't.
Do you want me to say my number?
No.
Well, they didn't get...
Say Rob's number.
I can do that. Let me get on my phone.
Oh, jeez. This show's already a train wreck.
Jedi Steve says, Metal Injection Goatsy Cast. I think we should change our name to that.
Probably not.
Do you know what goatsy means, Noah?
Of course I do.
All right,
do
well
you?
Then.
She's an internet disciple.
Do you know one man, one jar?
No, it's one man, one jar.
It's a dude put a jar in his butthole and it broke and there's glass everywhere.
Are you that dude?
Yeah. Do you want to inspect
how many?
I got to go home, you guys. I got to record a new video. I can't stay for the whole live cast.
What?
I like tasteful pictures of Goatsy.
One guy, two faces.
I like incest porn with Goatsy, but consensual and not forced rape.
Tasteful.
Oh.
Only tasteful Goatsies.
No. Speaking of tasteful goatsies, in college...
Could that be a band we start right now, the Tasteful Goatsies?
Fake.
A dude in my design major printed out like a shit ton, like 1,000 different like stickers of just the hands, the fists, you know, with the ring and whatnot, that you can go around town and put the fists around circle items to make faux goatsies, you know? It was good.
What's the text you got there? Anyone...
What happened?
Rob is getting text messages.
Are you getting flooded with texts?
Someone just texted me, good going, you jerk. And,
who is it?
I don't know. How would I know? It's not on my phone.
You texted back wrong number.
I texted back wrong number.
And I just said,
But now you guys blew me up. So
she knows.
He or she knows.
You blew yourself up. You read what the text message said.
You're right.
Probably Shlomo.
Someone's going to call you for some sex advice.
Where the fuck has he been, man?
He's what a summer camp.
He's in a bitch. Camp, remember?
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah.
Anywho.
That's the way where they go during the summertime.
Hmm.
Anyway. Second text. Let's see what this is.
This is a great idea.
This is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, it's from Sid. Way to go, you fucking abortion. Hold on, let me text back.
Rob was the one.
Wrong
number.
Rob was the one that got away.
This is going to fall for it. Oh, all right. I guess I had wrong. Rob's number stored wrong.
Shankletown in the chat, right? Shlomo makes phone calls with a shofar.
Yeah.
I can go with that. My lighter is broken. How am I to smoke my ganja?
Oh, Shlomo's on the line.
Twig.
No, it really was Shankletown that liked the gay incest stories.
It doesn't surprise me.
I like stories about people putting shofars into people's asses.
I'm getting a phone number from a blocked number.
Really?
Answer it.
Pick it up on the air.
Answer it.
Pick it up on the air.
They hung up.
Maybe it's our guest.
Coward.
Put the next one on the air. The first caller to Rob's phone gets
a
free
second.
The funny thing is
they can just call the live line. Like, why do they have to call my phone? It's just
so it's more fun. Yeah.
What is the number now? I forgot. 646-929-1357.
There you go.
That's why they're calling you. You didn't give the real number out.
Yeah, they're calling you for the number.
You know, I'm going to leave it on the archive. No,
okay.
I won't.
Just leave it. Believe this discussion about it.
Of course.
Oh. Mike texted me. I already have this number. This is no fun. Sorry, Mike.
Well, this is just the phone number.
Sean,
we set up this
give away your
joke.
Phone number now.
847-658-6868.
Why would you do that?
That's not really
I don't give a shit about it. What do I care?
They'll be calling you in the middle of the night.
Everyone.
What does that matter? Like,
everyone.
No one is going to be calling
him. The fifth person to send Sean a dick pic. We'll get a free shirt.
847-658-6868.
Or a picture of your little sister in the shower.
What?
Well, don't solicit that.
For Sean.
Oh, I like that
me.
Kind of stuff.
For Christ's sake. Yeah, all right, I just plausible deniability.
No, I take it back.
All right, a 951 number just texted me. I hate everything about the left side of your dick.
Oh.
Well, that's
why
we
like
penetrate with the right side.
What do you have? A goiter?
A birthmark.
That's like an implied half compliment.
Like an abscess? What is there? A tooth? Is there a tooth coming out?
I hope somebody texts me some literotica for the crapper.
I like stories about half dicks that are nice, but not forced.
So once again, in a little bit, we're going to have Steven from I Wrestle the Bear once calling in. So if you're listening,
he will give out his number.
Yeah.
Yes, he will be giving out his number on the air.
Did you give him your cell number or did you give him the show number to call?
Oh, that's a good question. I guess we'll see when the time comes which number he calls.
Now every guy in the chat is going to call you pretending to be him and put him on the air. Yeah, you better give him the show number.
I gave the right number.
Has anyone called Sean yet? Sean, has anyone called you yet? That's your real number.
Yeah, you have
nobody
to call.
Called.
Yeah, I don't have text.
That
you have
like
to call
a,
me. You have to call me.
That sounds like a car service. That doesn't
847-658-6868.
You don't have text.
You know, I'm not going to take off the archive because you're saying it so much.
That's fine.
He doesn't want you to.
I repeated it so they would get it.
I don't know if you know this, Noah, but Sean.
In or around my dick.
Breaking news, no, he can't hear.
I think it's the name of the
show. Oh, because you keep your cell phone in your pocket.
Sean likes attention.
In or around my dick.
I can't hear you, Rob. Stop
whispering.
I think it was already
in
or around my mouth.
Yeah, that was the sequel.
That was the sequel.
And I was getting all those texts. So he's like...
So I said, how about I give you
a
Rosati's Pizza phone number in Chicago?
Well, they're going to get pictures of underage girls and dick
pics. Rosati's Pizza is now going to get flooded with...
Wait, hold on. I can
who's a sending me this five-year-old girl is a vagina? I'm trying to make it a pizza! But it's strangely compelling.
But no joke, that really is Rosati's Pizza's phone number.
Oh, okay. So I'll just give out your real number.
I don't like it as a picture because it's not the consensual incest.
Sean is 847-975. No, no.
Yep. There's only four more numbers to figure out.
Yeah. It'll only take you like 1,000 years.
Oh. Taco Grinder said when you were whispering, I'm glad that Rob is finally talking at a normal volume.
Not for long.
His whispering is like normal speech.
Yeah.
Thanks for explaining that joke, Darren. I was a little, I didn't really get it. Confused.
You're welcome.
I did not get a dick. Oh, I did get a dick pic. It's Andy Dick.
Oh, clever. Clever. Who was it from?
See.
Read their number on the air.
That's great.
Let me see.
It's from a 361 area code.
Let me see Andy Dick.
Google that. Where's 361?
That's some dick pic.
Yeah.
Someone send them Richard Nixon now.
Oh, well,
Dick Sargent, perhaps?
Do you have unlimited texts, or is this going to start costing you money?
Well, I'm not going to answer that, because either way, it's going to result in more text messages.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with a no comment.
Should the suck it motion?
No.
Is that the...
Just a little...
You don't know what a suck it.
That was an incognito suck it to cross the table to know it.
That was a little production meeting.
Yeah.
No, that was Darren's verbal erotica. No,
yeah,
verbal.
Lit erotica.
It's not really verbal.
It was sign language erotica.
Yeah. Sign erotica.
Deaf erotica.
Yeah, I'd like to. Like that Marley Matlin person is.
Person.
She's a looker.
She's a person?
Not really, because she can't hear.
Deaf people are people.
Aww.
What?
She ain't
really.
You're going to go to hell for that.
Or just have
and
a deaf kid.
Things.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
What would you
yeah,
do?
Yeah, your kid is going to have an arm growing out
my
of his
head. My kid's going to be like 400 pounds, Asian, deaf, blind.
Everything you've ever made fun of.
Yeah, overweight, you know.
Going to be a douche, literal douchebag. He's going to come
literally,
out.
Literally, yeah, yeah. It's a giant. Yeah, April Spring's douche is just going to come out.
It's going to be a tampon. A used tampon is going to be your child.
Yeah, no, me and Vanessa actually had that conversation that she's like, you know that our child is going to be the worst abomination ever because of how much you make fun of people.
Is she pregnant?
No. Oh, God, thank God, no.
I'm making an
she's on the rag
you?
Right now, so thank God. But, that's my test every month. We're good to go.
What's your test every month?
That she gets, yeah, she gets her period.
Isn't that everybody's test?
Mm-hmm. Sure, but I'm saying that's our
I don't understand. Is she too good for the pill?
She has it, but she doesn't take it.
What?
Women are afraid of deformities.
Why does she have it?
Wait, what?
I don't know. She just doesn't like
women are afraid of deformities?
Yeah, like it causes weird
pill,
side effects.
Yeah,
like
it makes
what?
Her like all like what's this?
Hormonal?
Agitated, yeah, and kind of shit. And
well, isn't that just what a period is? Yeah.
Let her be agitated.
And
you get to come in
her. When it's supposed to be getting rid of acne, but she gets acne
on. So what? You could come in her.
I don't want to fuck
do you have an aversion to acne? Is it worse
cum
if she has this on her
acne.
Face or if you?
I can I can deal with like backne or like assne, but I can't deal with like you know banging someone in like face. Yeah.
So she's taking a pill that allows you to come in her, and it gives her some pimples, and that's enough to be like peace out.
No. She decided this isn't. I don't give a shit. I said take it.
Oh, okay.
But no, she's.
If you had your way, would she be on the pill or off the pill?
Sure. It's just you know, yeah, because another another security border that's there for me to be. Safe.
You get to come in her.
Yeah.
Instead of Doritos bags all the time.
Yes.
That's all. I think that's fair.
Rob, look up a sensitive story about a Doritos bag with cum in it.
I wouldn't doubt that there's one on there. Just search for Doritos.
Shangletown said, "Cum clears up acne" is the name of Rob's autobiography.
That explains why your chest is so pristine.
And your mouth.
Who has acne on their mouth? That is just inaccurate. Come on.
Cold sores?
Come on.
Well, you don't have any cold sores is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, that is good.
Mm-hmm.
It's positive.
You don't got the herp.
He's not on his mouth.
Right.
Maybe that's why he's got the beard. It's a little bit. He's got chin herpes.
Chirpies?
Yeah, that's right.
Chirpies?
I believe it's actually called churros.
Chirpies is a canarial
churros.
Disease, but it's tweetable.
Good times had by all, but.
Anyway.
I'm thinking it's time for a music break.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are we going to hear?
Do you have the new Ed Gein yet?
I do have the new Ed Gein.
Can you play a track off of it?
Play some Anal Cunt in honor of the dead dude?
I think they have the Wrath released, so you can play
that.
Well,
Rob has this whole thing planned out, doesn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. This is I take this part of the show very seriously. I was not just spending the last 15 minutes picking out music.
I thought you were spending the last 15 minutes trying to get your lighter to work.
No, that was the previous 15 minutes.
Fucking spaz.
Jeez.
Oh.
Venom.
Oh. All right, we'll start out with Ed Gein, because this album is amazing.
Ed Gein.
Ed Gein.
G-A-Y-N.
Take your shirt off again.
Oh, this is Ed Gein, like that, like Black Fag.
Yeah.
All right, they do Ed Gein covers, and they're gay?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, whoa, you're being a bad DJ. You should say tease who we're having on the show later.
I wasn't playing the music yet. I was going to go into my whole shtick.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. All right.
That was 3D blowing up my spot.
Thank you. Hey.
It's the music break. Right now we're going to hear a little Ed Gein from their new
like
album,
that.
Bad Luck, coming out June 27th on Black Market Activities. And after this music break, stick around because we'll have Stephen Bradley from I Wrestled a Bear One.
No, I meant Sean's father.
Yeah.
And then later on in the show, Sean will come out to his dad only on the live cast.
Yeah! Now that we have won the war on terrorism, we can stop getting molested and going through radioactive machines at airports, right? No. Okay. Well, at least have the decency to put gloves on next time. Those fingers were cold. USA. USA. You're listening to the... down on a heroin addict for two tickets to a Bon Jovi concert? It wasn't as bad as I expected. What? We're recording? Oh dear God. Now people will know that I like Bon Jovi. We now return to the Metal Injection live cast.
Hey everybody. Welcome back. We're at hour two of the Metal Injection live cast.
Just for Noah's question, that's like some guy using the name Metal Injection. That's not us, right?
What?
In the chat.
It's not me.
It's just a guy that made that name up.
Someone's using your website's name, Rob.
Wow, I will sue them.
$80,000. U.S.
Anyway, we're going to be joined by Stephen Bradley of I Wrestled a Bear Once very shortly.
Not Bradley Stevens?
No.
He's next week.
Was that somebody?
Bradley Stevens?
Yeah.
I'm sure that's somebody somewhere.
Google it.
That's Sean's friend from MTV that likes right. gay sex.
Yeah. just in general. Just gay sex in general.
He likes consensual stories, not gay sex.
And later on in the show, we're going to talk to Sean's dad.
Yeah, his dad's for birthday. Real. His real dad, not a joke.
Yeah.
Right. Should be exciting. Like I said, momentarily, we're just waiting for Steve to call in, or maybe we will call him.
Okay.
We'll spring it up on him, like, you're on Candid Livecast. Hey, let's do an interview. I would use that
no,
voice,
you wouldn't.
Too.
No, you wouldn't.
That'd be terrible if you did that.
I don't believe you.
No, we're going to call him right now. We're going to spring it on.
Yeah, one second.
We should prank him in
really?
Some way.
Wait, Rob, why don't you read his phone? No, I'm just kidding. Don't.
One.
Read yours and say it's his.
Okay, 347. No.
Oh. Oh, wait, that is it.
Here we go.
This works.
Imagine he pranked us and gave us a fake note.
Hello.
Is this Mr. Bradley?
What's up, man?
Is this Stephen Bradley?
I see you guys figuring out your bullshit echo that I hear whenever I'm talking to you.
What? We still haven't figured it out. I don't know why you hear the echo. And how dare you call it bullshit?
You professional 30 motherfuckers.
All right, we're on the air with Steve from I Wrestled a Bear Once. Steve, thank you for thanks for taking some time to hang out with us. And I want to remind our listeners that if you guys want to call in and talk to Steve, the correct number to call is 646-929-1357. It'll
Did
be
you wrote the wrong number?
He gave his own cell phone number out earlier.
And just so you know, Seth Putnam lived a whole extra 3 months after we interviewed him by phone. So for the next 3 months, live every day like it's your last.
Well, we've interviewed Steve. He was on the show last year.
Well, I think Seth Putnam started the curse.
Yeah. So. And like we've had Odorous on. Odorous is still alive. It's not
Seth Putnam started the curse.
Well, wait, no.
Peter Steele
died like two.
He
two
died
minutes.
Peter Steele on the show.
The day, oh, that's true.
We mocked him on the show, and then he died.
You're right. So Seth Putnam did start the curse. So, but we've had more guests on since Putnam. They're all alive.
Yeah, well, Putnam died this week, so next
for
week it's chronological.
Yeah.
So who did we have the week after Putnam? Because that person's dying next
it's
week.
It's like Final Destination. They'll die in the right order.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we'll find out. I'll let you know.
Well, you might be able to catch Steve on Warp Tour this summer.
If he's alive.
No, we're not doing Warped Tour. That was last summer.
My news is just a year
already
behind.
Started. They got
refresh,
knocked off
Rob.
The Warped Tour.
I guess you won't be able to see them on Warped Tour, not because they're dead. What are you guys doing this summer?
The appropriately titled All Stars Tour.
Oh, that's right.
Because clearly we're all stars of something.
Is this a Smash Mouth?
Yeah, I wish I was in Smash Mouth. I'll be talking to y'all faggots right now.
Or would you?
It's actually with Amur.
I'd be talking to a bunch of underage Malaysian boys in a hot tub somewhere right now. That's what I'd be doing.
You should write stories about that on the air. It's crazy. So, Steve,
you about Smash Mouth, you mean, right? Not me.
Molesting Smash Mouth in Malaysia. A few weeks ago, you guys put out this press release saying you guys were going black metal. You know, this whole photo.
Yes.
And then people start getting pissed about it. They're like, you guys are lame. And then you put out a song and you're not going black metal. And then people were pissed that you lied to them. How does it feel?
People don't even know what to be mad about anymore, so that's good.
Yeah. What should they be angry about? The fact that you said that you were going to go black metal, or the fact that you lied about saying you're going black
metal? Hopefully a combination of the two that results in them, you know, now trying to kill me because I've been on your goddamn show.
Oh, maybe two things will really, come up.
What now?
Never mind. Keep going. I'll stop talking. While
I never know. There's like a 2 second delay between when I talk and when you hear me talk, so I never know when the fuck I should talk and when I should just go fuck myself or what I should be doing.
You should just talk whenever you feel like talking. It's us that should adjust to your talking schedule. That's how I feel.
Fair enough. I'm on the All Stars tour. God damn it.
You are an All Star. You don't have to take shit from anybody.
Well, I'm glad you recognize that fact.
And also you guys are shooting this video, this crazy video, and one of your
movie.
It's a film. And I got the script for it, and it looks like some serious stuff. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
They sent you the script? Wow, nice. I don't even know if I have the final one yet, so that's good.
Do you want me to forward it to you?
Yeah, that would be good. I need to start learning my lines or whatever, so that's good.
Actually, Rob is trying out for your film. He's going to audition for it.
We could do a read.
That would be sweet. I'm sure if you want to fly to North Carolina, you can definitely be... okay, I got it. You can be annoying interview guy that we fucking kill in the movie.
Oh, I really have to... that's like a reach for me.
I really
have to get into character.
The annoying part, I know, is what's the trouble. So let's we'll step it up. You can work on that. Actually, you know what we'll do? To make it annoying, we'll just put a 2 second delay on when you talk, when we actually hear you talk in the actual film.
I see. Oh, wow.
See what I did there?
Steve is pissed.
I turned it around.
He really hates the live cast.
I don't know if there's any conflict in your schedule, but you're supposed to play the lead singer of Smash Mouth in that biography.
Is that week? Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's called Might As Well Be Walking on the Sun, right? The life and times of that fat guy that
walking
dead or whatever.
Rob already shaved his face to the chin strap. It's perfect. It's perfect.
Walking on the Sun is
definitely. Oh, God, that rules.
But his name's not in the title. It's Walking on the Sun, the fat guy story.
The fat guy from Smash Mouth.
I mean, I accept the fact that I'm the tall, ugly one, and I wrestle a bear once, so that's good.
No, you're just the tall
Steve Harwell.
Okay. Also, Steve. Wow.
Yeah, there you go.
Coincidence.
So I'm definitely going to die after this interview, then, right? Is that still, we're still making that correlation between things, aren't we?
Yep. Definitely.
Okay.
3 months.
But you know, tell us about
the guy from Smash Mouth's dead, right? He's got to be.
No, he's still alive.
Yeah,
for now.
Still banging hookers.
Yeah.
He might be married.
He actually dates hookers. That's the weird thing about it. Like, he takes hookers to award shows and stuff.
They come home and they tell him, no, I want to wait till we're married. And he's like, all right, that's it.
With hookers?
I don't know. Got to go back inside. My neighbor's getting their lawn mowed.
Oh, that could be interesting. But... We didn't really talk about this movie, right?
There we go.
The film.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be kind of like Pink Floyd, The Wall, but except with not good music and really bad acting.
Did you get Mr. Belding back again? Dennis Haskins?
I'm not at liberty to speak of the multitude, nay, the plethora of appearances, but... it'll be good, let's just say.
By the way, some people in this room, like Sid, would say that The Wall doesn't have good music or good acting.
No, I like Pink Floyd.
No.
Oh, you do? Oh, okay.
I don't particularly love that album, but in general...
I thought you were anti-Pink Floyd.
They're fine.
You
they
like part. Particularly like that album?
They're like the cynic of the 70s and 80s.
No.
I wouldn't.
No,
I don't know,
come on.
They'd be like,
okay.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, yeah.
Except, like, yeah, they'd be, I don't know. Yeah, except they were actually rich and famous and, you know, got everything that they deserved in life, whereas cynic are not nearly rich and famous enough.
All right. True. Straight talk.
I'll bring it there. Shit
yeah.
Just got real.
I'm resetting here, right? Wow, this guy.
He owned you just now.
You know what? I'm
he
done
pwned.
With
pwned.
Now, thanks for calling in, Steve.
Everyone knows that this is why I love Rob, because Rob's like the first legitimate, dare I say, a credible person to ever interview us, and it was fun. It was in a bathroom in New York City, so that's why I love Rob and give him shit.
I Yay. Filmed that shit.
Your name's Rob, right? What's your name again?
Yeah. Still Rob. We also wrote about you. I think we were like the one of the first people to write about you guys, too.
That's true. You and Metal Sucks. You said we suck before anyone else.
So you guys, you said you were still going to shoot this thing. What can people expect this film?
It's going to be out, we're lining all that up now, it's going to be out in time for like Halloween, because it's going to be a bloody, gory, like penis and vaginas and explosions and
awesome.
Blood and gore. So it's going to be, it's pretty legit. It's pretty, like we read the script and we're just like, wow, so this is going to happen. Wow, holy shit, this is like amazing. So it's going to be good. And yeah, we're filming it like the start of July, so. Yeehaw.
Now, is this something that you're going to, like, is just an extended, like, Kanye video? Or are you taking this around to festivals, or what's working with this?
I was going to wait for someone more intelligent than me to talk, and I was going to walk up and interrupt them and talk about Beyonce is really what's going to happen. And, that's going to be the trailer for the movie.
Oh, beautiful.
And then I'm going to go on the MTV Movie Awards and smash buttons on, like, a Korg Chaos pad and act like it's really artsy and cool. It's really a Kanye West biography is what we're making.
I'm assuming there will be, I'm going to answer my own question here, Iwabo music in film?
There will be, I'm not entirely even certain how much, but, you know, there's going to be a good portion of the album throughout the movie.
I see.
Will there be any Iwabo featuring Kanye West tracks?
Not Iwabo Collabo? Is that what we talk about?
Nice. Well played. I would love to do that, honestly. I mean, I'm talking shit. I think Kanye is a great rapper and has some good-ass beats, but he just does some really fucking ridiculous shit that I just blows my mind that people think they're famous and can get away with being fucking retarded. But anyway. I would do a Kanye collab, so if somebody can make that happen, I retract all the shit I just talked about Kanye West, and let me know when my beat's over, so I'm going to get the track laid down.
We can't get you Kanye West, but we might be able to hook up Ja Rule.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Oh, my God.
He's in jail.
Well, no. His one phone call.
Well, I'm sure Tone Loc is looking for some.
Oh, jeez.
With the way our fucking phones work, you're going to get him from jail? I don't think so.
Yeah, well, woo!
Anyway, what? I never know when like the conversation has started and if I'm a part of it or not. I'm so confused.
Just keep laughing. That's all you have to do, and it'll fit right in.
Yes, brilliant.
See, it totally works.
Yeah, we'll just edit around you. That's fine.
All right, we have some callers. We should go to the callers. And I just want to remind everyone that if you want to call in and talk to Steven, our number to call is 646-929-1357. I'm trying really hard not to give away my own number, guys. And let's make it.
Well, you already have. You might as well. I'm going to go back and listen to the podcast version of this, get your cell phone number, and just tweet it to everyone. Actually, wait, no, I'm not. You have my cell phone number, don't you? God damn it. God damn it.
And we're going to bleep that out, so don't you worry. Anyway.
All right, good.
Let's take...
Jesus, now my other neighbor is getting their fucking lawn cut. I got to go back inside again.
Do you also have a lawn?
We do. We just don't cut it.
Fucking sell out.
Let's take 817. Landed? Is that you? Landed?
Yes.
You're on the air with Steven.
Sweet.
Question.
What's up, buddy?
I would like to know what black metal influences you will have in your new album.
Oh.
Well, truth be told, almost none. But I think there's like there's probably like two riffs on the whole record that could actually be considered black metal. So it wasn't a total lie. And just Emperor and only Emperor.
Still gonna do
and
the
King Diamond.
No.
What's up?
So you're still gonna do the face paint anyway.
Oh yeah, I mean we gotta. That's more important than the music, right? We gotta do that.
Yeah.
All right. Let's keep the callers going. We got Lexus on the air. No, we don't.
Nope.
Lexus is gone.
Toyota? Is Toyota there?
Sam, is this Sam on the line? Sam, are you there?
Hello? Hello? Oh. This is Sam.
No, it's Sam.
Sam. What's up?
Sam, what's your question for Steven?
Oh, I just wanted to ask Steven what his favorite dinosaur was.
Oh, good question. Good question.
That is a great question. That's one of the best questions I've ever been asked in an interview. And the answer is there's no correct answer. But if in my head I had to pick, it would probably be let's go with the Raptor Jesus. I'm gonna pick Raptor Jesus.
Sam, what's your favorite?
My favorite dinosaur? My favorite dinosaur is a Stephen Bradleysaurus.
Oh.
Nice. Well played.
I think that was a
if that was real, that would be great.
It was real. I wrestled him once.
Steven's got a boyfriend.
it's because the band name has wrestle once in it. I get it.
Thanks for your call, Sam. All right, we're keeping it going. By the way, once again, USOM. Do you want to talk to Steve from I Wrestle the Bear once? The number to call is 646-929-1357. That's our number, right? Yeah, I got to double check now. All right, let's take Chris. Chris, are you there, buddy? Chris? 504, Chris. Chris?
504, that's New Orleans. Uh-oh.
He's gone. He's too drunk. He's too drunk to do this.
Damn it. Do you guys remember the last time I called in and talked to you? I was in New Orleans, too drunk to call in and talk to you.
Yes, I do remember.
I think they get scared when I answer them.
Noah's doing some call screening. We want to know what your questions are before you get on the air. Very supportive, Sid. If anything,
ask a really normal question, and then when you actually get on the air, ask the really fucked up, weird thing you were thinking about asking.
We don't want to promote that. All right,
screening negated. No more need for that.
We have rollerblading fag on the line.
What? That's me.
Nice.
To honor the memory of Seth Putnam, of course. What's going on, Steve? Brad?
Nothing. Now I'm just thinking about anal cunt. You know.
Me too.
If you know what I'm saying.
What was that?
Yeah.
Your suit for Steve?
I want to leave a comment for you. I wanted you to tell Krista Cameron that her voice makes me cum. All over my body.
All over yourself? Not
all over myself. It fills the room.
All right. It's pretty odd.
And,
if you want to get some
inspiration for that movie, if you want to get some inspiration for that movie, you got to watch the movie Eraserhead by David Lynch 4 times in a row. On Nutmeg.
Actually, you have to watch it on Laserdisc if you want the full experience. Just putting that out there. And you have to inject PCP into your dick hole to get the full effect.
Of course you do.
That guy was like...
Just spread the knowledge, people. Well, or Twin Peaks. You could also watch Twin Peaks if you had PCP injected into your dick hole.
Thank you very much for the call, rollerblading tag.
Said with a straight face, man.
Well, I'm a professional.
Rob's never said anything with a straight face.
Come on.
I get it. It's because he sucks my dick. That's why it's funny.
Right now we have Rod on the line. Rod, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, very deep voice for Rod.
Hello, Rod.
Dude, that's Ron. That's fucking Ron. I recognize that voice anywhere.
Curious. you beautiful bastard, if you're coming back to Charleston, South Carolina anytime soon. And if you're not, I'm going to post your assless pic all over the internet.
Well, you do have that. And Ron, I love you. This is Ron. He works for, well, what used to be our favorite radio station in America, but not anymore, so fuck them.
Is it because
he
left?
Yeah, it's because he left. But I don't know. Charleston is one of the many assholes of the universe. I'm from one of them myself, so I feel like it's okay to call it that. And I have no fucking clue when we're coming. When are we coming back? You tell me. You book a show and we'll come play.
Boom. Make
well,
it happen.
If you could make it to like 16th, that would be great.
Are we on tour then? If we're on tour then,
I do not know at the moment in time.
All right. Get back to me.
We're going to go. You guys talk in private. Figure it out.
All right.
Someone book Iwabo.
Do you need a Zantac?
You have any PCP in your dick right now?
Yes.
A little acid reflux action going on.
All
right.
I just want to point out that Ron has the deepest, most amazing radio voice of all time. So that's
he does put our yours. Oh, come on. All right, let's take Freddie. Freddie, are you there?
Hollywood. I'm here, bud.
Okay. Freddie, you're on the line with Steven from I Wrestled a Bear Once. What is your question?
What is your weirdest run-in with a fan?
I don't know. We have quite a number of interesting ones. Probably in Japan, because we were sharing a bus with a band that people cared about, they were trying to, like, rock it over and flip it and shit, so that was pretty sweet.
Holy shit.
What band?
Never. Fact, they're a Japanese band.
Oh.
Let's see, when we played Russia, I, like, crowd-surfed off the stage to do vodka shots at the bar, and then a man just open-mouthed tried to tongue-kiss me with no warning whatsoever.
Rob!
Wow.
There!
What about
that was interesting. Let's see. All of my stories involve men trying to get at me. I have no good woman stories. I think Rob saw the show at South By. I dove into the crowd, and the biggest, burliest, I'm assuming gay man of all time, I was crowd surfing, ripped my shirt off of me, and was just groping me inexplicably whilst I was on top of the crowd. And no one stopped him. It was pretty incredible.
Basically, you're the male Courtney Love with these crowd surfing finger bang stories.
Well, I didn't kill Kurt Cobain yet, but
Yet, I like that.
Yeah.
Love time.
Dig him up. All right, let's once again, the number to call Steve. Time is running out, people, so you better do it soon. It's 646.
I gotta go through the Deftones, so you know, we gotta get going here.
Oh shit. We'll definitely make it happen.
No, I'm kidding. But really I am going to see Deftones tonight.
Oh cool.
So my life is instantly better than anyone else who lives in Southern California and is going to see Deftones tonight.
So the number to call is 646-929-1357. And right now let's take just had a caller, I don't understand. Alexis, are you there?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello.
You're on the air with...
Oh, wow. What happened to the original members of the band? Like, in the Taste of Kevin Bacon video? That's a real question.
Wow.
Yeah, this must be an actual fan.
That's a good question.
I am a
huge
fan.
I'm really shocked. Okay, our original drummer, Ryan, was out of the band like a month after we shot that video because he just didn't want to go on tour anymore and really do anything. Our keyboardist, pretty much the same thing. He was married and decided he didn't want to do music stuff. And basically, he never wrote anything. We just had him there to play stuff live. So we switched over to a click track, and now the computer plays all the little keyboard parts. And he also was out of the band, like, before we did the full length or anything. And our bass player in that video, Brian, got arrested with some Mary Jane on him. And in Louisiana, that's a crime punishable by death. He was in prison for, like, fucking 2 months and then got put on probation for 4 years to not leave the state. So that's why he is out of the band. And, yeah, like, literally the tour after we shot that video, we got Mikey and Ricky, and then, yeah. There we go. That's a real answer to a real question. That just happened on this show. Professionalism for a change.
Kind of weird, right? Kind of weird.
The keyboardist was there when we interviewed you guys in the bathroom in New York, right? Our first interview with you.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
What?
He said something in Chinese. Hang Fing Hong.
Thanks for calling. All right. One last question. We have Taylor on the line. Taylor. Yes, you're on the air with Steven from I Wrestled a Bear Once.
Holy shit. yeah. So, how many times do you get laid on like your daily tour or whatever?
Great question.
Well, if you count the big burly guy in Austin, Texas, that raped me whilst I was crowd surfing, then one. I've been dating the same gal for almost a year. So, if she's on tour, then like a million times a day or whatever, like every day, all day, there's little Malaysian boys there watching, you know, touching my ass. Nice. But, if she's not there, I just whack it in a truck stop bathroom and cry myself to sleep. It's pretty exciting life on the road.
There you have it. There you have it, Taylor.
So what it's like to be in a quote-unquote real traveling touring band. You masturbate in Flying J bathrooms and cry yourself to sleep. Hope my mom's not listening. Sorry, Mom.
Have you ever jizzed it into a Doritos bag?
I think there's like at least three members in our band that can say yes to that question.
But you're not one of them, or you are one of them?
No, I was trying to be mysterious, but yeah, okay, I'm two of them.
See, it's not a rarity.
Actually, we just talked about this. We were coming home from celebrating my birthday last week, and we were, of course, in our van because, like, we can't really afford cars or anything, so we drive the van around. And I had to piss really bad because, of course, I'm wasted. It's my birthday, and I'm old and sad. And I pissed in two, plastic coffee cups, like the ones that are meant to look like Starbucks cups, but, like, they're plastic and reusable or whatever, eco-friendly bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Anyway, I pee in two of those and then wash them out. And the people that they belong to in my band don't want to use them after that. That seems weird to me. That's pee. That's sterile. Can anyone back me up if that's acceptable? Like, I would drink in a cup. I would drink out of a cup that Rob pissed in if you, like, cleaned it afterward.
Yeah, with some soap. That should be fine.
I don't know. Once it's been pissed in, it's done.
Some people pee in
each
other's
mouth.
Yeah, and you still kiss him.
See, you said exactly what our tour manager lives with, Eli. He said, once it's been pissed in it, it's done. That's literally exactly what he said. You guys should go out, touch
and
each other.
All right, we have one last caller, one final entry. Let's take it right now. Amber, I hope it's a girl. Amber?
Yeah,
sure?
I'm here.
Okay, it is a girl. All right.
Hey.
Female caller for Steve from I Wrestled a Bear Once. You're on the air with Amber. Amber, say hello.
Amber, hi.
Amber.
What's up?
Nothing. I was just calling to ask if you'd ever met Haley Williams.
Oh, my God.
No, I have not. You'd be surprised. That's not the first time someone's asked me that. They were
who's
on Warped Tour last year. That's the only time. The singer Paramore. Who just said, who's Haley Williams? Get the fuck out of here. How old are you? Come on.
I'm 17.
No, no, I mean the person who didn't know who Haley Williams is, because everyone knows who Haley Williams is. Come on now.
Sorry, I'm an old man.
But anyway, I have not. I would high five her though.
Have you ever met the chick from Evanescence?
Really?
This is a true story. This is a true story. That's pretty awesome. My band, like 8 years ago, like forever ago, we played with Evanescence in a shithole bar in Bossier City, Louisiana. I guess it was like 10 years ago. It was right before they blew up. There was like 15 people there, and they were fucking smashed, wasted, and so were we. And it was a good old time. They were friendly. Point being, I think I met her, but we're all super hammered.
Have you ever met Pat Benatar?
Yes. I actually did a collab with Pat Benatar on the latest Pat Benatar record. You might have not heard of it. So that's how you don't know if I'm telling the truth or not.
I'll have to go on iTunes and check.
It's right. Actually under the Stephen J. Bradley Experience featuring Pat Benatar.
All right. Thank you so much, Stephen, for calling in and taking some time to talk to your fans and us here on the live cast. Hope you
enjoy.
Anytime.
I'm going to go see Deftones and fucking cry and sing along.
If Haley Williams is there, say hi.
And a quick plug for Stephen's band's new album, I Wrestled a Bear Once, is Ruining It for Everybody. Comes out July 26th on Century Media Records. Is it going to be good, Stephen? Or is it going to be like, eh?
Well, truth be told, the last record, immediately after we recorded it, we all really hated. And this one we all really love. So I don't know if that's a good sign or a bad sign. So run with that. That's a quote. That's a headline right there.
It contains two black metal riffs, just so everyone remembers.
So make sure to pick...
Yeah, actually... One of the sweetest, heaviest riffs of the record that's all just, like, sweeping and arpeggios and gravity blasts and, like, gutturals, it's a true story, is immediately followed by a part with a gospel choir on it, which is legit. We recorded them in Atlanta, and it's amazing. So there you go. That's the new album in a nutshell.
Great. Well, we're going to listen to a little sample.
So the worst thing ever, ruining it for everybody.
Ruining
Pretty
it
appropriate time.
Comes out July 26th. Here's a track, Karate Nipples.
Fake.
Real.
About Rob.
About me. Exclusive. Right here on the live, guys. Thanks again, Steven.
Yeah, thank you. Later.
Later.
This is Chuck Blandington. Pop quiz time. What has got 10 eyes, 2 breasts, and no foreskin? It's the Metal Injection live cast.
Hey This is your announcer, Guillermo, reminding you, when I wake up from my 23 and a half hour siesta, I listen to the Metal Injection livecast at metalinjection.net.
This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. Just when you thought it was over. Just when you thought we were done. Just when you thought it was safe. Man. There's a whole second hour left to go. Let's return to the Metal Injection live cast.
Not really.
Here's the show.
Well, at one point there was a whole second hour.
Slightly less than an hour.
Wow, Chuck. Blaine not only, not only were you late for your cue, Chuck, but you're reading off the wrong card. We might need to find a new.
Let's do that over. We got a new.
Chuck, are you back in the booth?
Yeah.
Let's get Chuck back in the booth. Put down the booze. Let's do a take two.
This is Chuck Blandington. You're listening to the Metal Injection live cast with a bunch of godless liberal Jews who hate this country and one neo-Nazi ginger skinhead. What a comedy dream team. And now, if you'll excuse me, I have to attend a Glenn Beck rally. Here's the show.
Thank you, Chuck. That's so much better.
By the way, he's not in stereo because I have faulty equipment here at this... station that we use.
It's studio wing.
We're still holed up at Frank's house because our studio is not ready.
Frank's wing?
Yes. No, this is Frank's house we're using right now.
His house wing?
Before we move back to
the
ring
studio. Yeah.
Frank just has wings. He's an angel.
With hair like that, totally.
Angel of death?
No. He's like a sexy Mick Mars, man.
A sexy Mick Mars. Like, Mick Mars isn't sexy.
True.
Mick Mars is not sexy at all. There's not one sexy. The only women Mick Mars got were, like, the fat chicks
Oh, stop. That's not true at
all. Oh, come on. Yeah. If they were, like, two. Like,
this was
10,
LA.
Okay. If there were two tens and like, a.
And one,
even a nine or a two.
If it's a Motley Crue show in L.A. in the 80s, there were way more than two tens there.
Right, but the
so
ones
there's
that they
plenty
take,
to go.
But
on.
They have friends like
there's,
Tommy
there's
Lee,
ten twos.
Like Tommy Lee and Nikki Sixx are like fucking these two girls, and they're like, oh, but our friend is with us, and then our friend has to come if
you
want to.
You think Mick Mars
us.
Gives a fuck?
No,
Mick
because
Mars
it looks like
all of, while the girls are all going down on the rest of the band, Mick Mars is fucking them in the ass.
I'm just saying.
The band or the girls?
He's looked like a geriatric frog face with a G.G. Allen mustache.
But he's always been the older one. He's 10 years older than all of them. So right now he's like 90.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's look up his age right now. No, because I know that Nikki Sixx is like, I think he's almost 60.
No.
Yes.
No. Or
no.
Like,
I think
he's
close.
In his
40s. No, Mick Mars is 60. So Nikki Sixx is 50.
Yeah. No, I believe that.
Okay, that makes sense.
We have a caller. Can we put him on?
What? Nikki Sixx is 52.
Wow.
Jesus Christ. It's really good for his age. Let's take our caller.
Oh.
What? What is that?
He looks so good for his age.
That's not what I said.
I
said he looked really good for his age.
Okay.
I didn't go, I'd fuck him.
You just did it right now.
Isolate that sound.
I'd fuck him. We can use that in so many instances.
Sean said it.
Well, yeah, we know about Sean already.
Yeah, right. We're not hiding anything here. Come on.
Oh, yeah,
at least
we
Sean's not ashamed.
That. We talked about that in hour one. I forgot.
All right, we have 678. I didn't call
eight.
Screen.
You're on the live line.
Oh, what's up, guys?
Hi.
How's it going? What's your name?
Zach B. Thomas.
My name is Daryl.
Daryl?
Your name is not Daryl. You have to say before saying it. What's your real name?
You have to remember.
That's a name. That's a real name.
Yeah, I know it's a real name.
Sid, that's a real name, all right?
But it's not your real name.
Don't be threatened, Sid.
Where are you from?
I'm from Conyers, Georgia.
From what part of Georgia?
Conyers.
Kanye?
Kanye's Georgia.
So what do you want to talk about today?
Is this I Wrestled a Bear once?
Yes.
Oh, man, it's, like, great to hear from you guys. I really do love your band.
Thanks.
I really, like, get a lot of my screaming influence from Krista and a lot of my guitar influence from you guys.
How does that make you feel, Krista, when you hear things like that?
It's great. I never knew that I could influence a guy to want to sound like me.
It's weird. When you hear a guy, now I want to follow up on that question. When you hear a guy say that he's influenced by you, do you take that in any kind of special way? Or is that, you know, does that still make you proud?
It just makes me feel like he likes to get feminized.
So you're saying that he's
a
little
fake. Well, hold on.
Fake.
Can we hear, come on, let's be nice.
Can we hear, like, what you sound like, just to hear the influence?
My screen?
Yeah, please.
Sure. Do you want me to do any gutturals or any highs or anything else?
So, Krista, what do you think?
Let's start with the guttural.
Well, no, let's let
Krista
pick, because she's an expert.
I think he should just go with what feels natural to him.
Oh,
okay, let's hear it. Krista wants to go natural.
Give us a wide palette.
Go.
All right, give me 1 second. Just getting, like, a little cup of water.
Still waiting.
Okay.
Wow, this is exciting. One of our fans.
Gonna drink some honey and apple cider.
He's gonna give a singing lesson.
Okay, I'm ready.
Sweet.
Excellent.
Are we gonna do it? A little bit.
Wow, that's pretty good.
No, that's not.
So, Krista, what do you think?
It's all right.
Yeah, I thought you could be a little more guttural, though. Try to be a little more girl.
What's here?
Okay. Let me go ahead and start my high screens. I'm kind of, my gutturals kind of sound like Adam Warren from Oceana.
Okay. I just want to hear the black metal influence in it.
Really? All right, so here it goes.
All right, here we go. All
right.
I want to think. Can you turn off? Can you?
Yeah.
Can you close? Wait. Could you ask whoever turned the
sounds
sink
like
on?
Sounds like a garbage dispenser.
Yeah.
Oh,
disposal.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Krista,
well,
you
dispense of the garbage in the disposer. Wait. Can we try that again without the garbage
mouth
disposer?
Is a garbage dispenser. What?
Not you.
Try that again without the disposal running. Hello.
Me.
Yeah.
Oh, me.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, you want me to do them again, or?
Try it again.
Is this Antoine Dodson, by the
no,
way?
No, come on,
I think
stop,
it is.
Stop.
I really think it might be.
Stop it.
Just in case, I'm going to hide my kids and hide my wife.
Okay, good.
Krista, I know
not
you've Krista, I know you've been on tour for a while, but Antoine Dodson was a guy whose sister got raped, and he was in the news, and he became an internet celebrity.
I know. Didn't he get arrested?
Yeah. Well, but Krista has a busy tour life, so we don't. Maybe she's not up on that. I just thought I'd fill her in.
Still have internet.
All right, true.
I tour.
My apologies.
Well, can we hear the highs?
Oh yeah, I've been working on my highs. Here's my highs.
But you're like doing them at a whisper. Like we want to hear,
yeah,
like if you
hear.
Were at a show right now, how would it sound?
I don't know, man. It's just I'm nervous and stuff. When I'm nervous, my throat is not moist. So.
Krista, do you have any tips for moisturizing your voice or?
Amen, right?
Yeah, a little bit of that, some Vaseline.
How does Haley Williams do it?
But wait, you saying he should Vaseline inside his throat?
Why are
yeah,
you saying
I think
Vaseline?
He should put his finger in the Vaseline
why are
tub.
You saying it that
well, how do I say it?
Vaseline.
You use it on your throat, don't you? Like how?
But I say it by the full name.
Vaseline.
Yeah,
why
no,
would
you
have
like an S, not a Z?
Just
Vaseline.
Use some of the
Vaseline.
Some of the Vaz, and you're good. If you got any Vaz
isn't
at home.
Isn't that a birth control show?
Yeah.
Vaz,
yeah.
Why must you abbreviate
everything? An outfielder.
No. I meant yes, like, you know, I mean, Vaz, like Vaseline. Yes. Not Vaseline.
If you got any Yazzeline,
Vaseline,
you should use that.
Yes, I lubricate my throat with Yazzeline.
Okay.
Yes.
That's good. Vaseline might be dangerous.
Vaseline?
I don't think you should. I know you're an accomplished vocalist, but I feel
just a little bit. It doesn't hurt.
It seems like it might be poisonous if swallowed.
I'm still alive.
I guess. I just don't want to tell our caller to do something that will, you know, he'll wind
Darrow.
Up like Seth Putnam.
Darrow, are you in a band?
Yeah. Do you have a band? Do you want to promote your band?
Yeah, I'm the vocalist of a band called Excel the Armada. We are heading to the recording studio soon. And I know I sound sucky on the radio right now, but I'm actually, like, okay at screaming.
Do you guys have a MySpace page? Or, like, a place to listen to your music?
No.
Do you have no recorded music?
Nope. All
right,
do you have any lyrics you could read to us? Just so we get a feel for what you're trying to go for?
Sure. It's a song called The Ash Experiment. We're post-hardcore.
The S or the Ass?
The Ass? experiment?
No, it's ass experiment.
Why don't you let him answer?
All right, Krista.
Wait, you're, wait, what is it? Sorry.
About the ass experiment.
Yeah. Okay, the ass.
Ash?
Ash, he said. Listen, yeah. your bassist actually sent us a clip of him reading some of the lyrics. We have
oh,
it here.
Oh, let's hear it.
Okay, here's the first of it.
The 5-second preview clip located at http://www.
I don't think you need to experiment with that. I mean, just hand lotion. If you rub a little hand lotion like on your elbows and knees, that goes away.
Sean is feeling a little bit uncomfortable.
Oh, the ash experiment.
So
what are the lyrics?
The lyrics are, here's the verse first. Just open up your eyes, trip by poison lips of lies. Who are you really inside? You chose not to walk your own path. The ultimate betrayal. Your blindness will destroy you. Your arrogance and obligious attitude.
Cool.
Wait, what kind of attitude? Obligious? Is that?
Yeah.
I don't think that's
obligamous.
What? What do you guys?
Why don't you sing that other song that you have? Baby, when I think about you, I think about love. You don't have, feel like making love. Come on,
didn't Five Finger
Isn't that your song? Feel like making love. No.
No, I don't think that's it.
No? All right.
all right. But, Daryl, we're going to be honest with you. We're not I Wrestle the Bear once. I don't know if you've figured that out yet.
Except Krista. Krista's here in the studio with us.
I'm not really Krista.
Steven called in the show, but
you lied to me.
But thanks for being a good sport. I feel bad. I feel like we should give this guy a free CD.
Give him some of my old shirt.
For being a good... what size are you? What size t-shirt
We'll send
you?
You Rob's armpit hair in a Ziploc bag.
Oh. How do you feel about that?
It's very obligatory.
Stop it.
What size t-shirt are you, man?
What size? I wear a large.
Oh, too bad.
But a girl...
Rob will send you a t-shirt.
Yeah, we can send you a metal injection t-shirt. So, are you registered to metal injection?
I believe so.
What is your username?
Let's see.
Darryl.
Just send it to the one metal fan in Conyers, Georgia. It'll find its way. Jeez.
It's confirmed.
Daryl
so.
Is a real name.
We'll just send a private message to Rob Injection, and then we'll figure out all the details. Thanks for calling in, Daryl.
Nice.
One.
Have a good day. He's a good sport.
Let's call somebody before the time runs out.
Yeah, we got to get a line. Sean's father, Mr. Grezins.
Who calls that?
Grezins or like Vaseline or Gressins?
No, with like an S.
With an S.
It's like Gressins.
All right.
There we go.
So we're here with Mr. Grezins.
How you doing?
Skip Grezins.
Whatever. Whatever, that's fine.
On the line, we hear you're a big fan of the live cast.
And I'm a very big fan of the live cast.
Interesting.
And it's my birthday, and I really appreciate you guys calling me and wishing me a happy birthday.
Well,
also,
okay, that far. We just called you.
How many?
You gotta turn that down because it's supposed to be a delay or something.
How many margaritas did you have at Red Robin?
I don't think they sell margaritas there, do
they?
I don't know. I had
a Red Royal burger.
And what else?
And I had ice water with lime.
No. What did the missus have?
Mm-hmm. You had half of what I had.
What a burger.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was kind of cheap.
You fit in with these guys. That's great.
Yeah.
I did get balloons. They did sing me happy birthday, and they did bring me a hot fudge sundae. So that was good.
Well, we don't have any hot fudge sundae, but...
I appreciate the metal injection t-shirts. I don't know if Sean told we wore them all over New York City and Boston and Cape Cod.
Yeah.
Got a lot of responses. from people asking about metal injection.
Yeah. My father and my mother both wore metal injection T-shirts all around New York City and Boston, giving you guys a bunch of free press. And I guess a ton of people came up to them and asked them about it.
Oh, yeah.
And what did they say?
I don't ask him. I don't know.
You guys were like, whoa, we love metal injection.
I told him about the website. I told him about the website and the live cast on Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people were interested.
Spike in history.
Even a guy at, where were we at? We were at Toys R Us.
We were at Toys R Us.
The guy running the Ferris wheel at Toys R Us. Yeah.
We need to make one of those cardboard signs, like they, you know, like the guys in New York City wear, and we should put your parents in that with like the live cast phone number and the website.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
See, what a
cool touched on a bunch of pictures. We had them take pictures of us in our T-shirts at various places.
Yeah, I forwarded them to everybody.
By the way, Ken Pierce in the chat says we should give your father a prize for calling in. Does he want any of your T-shirts?
Yeah, Dad, do you want any more of my old T-shirts? No, actually, they wear both in the basement at home.
I wear a large.
Yeah.
So,
Skip, sometimes extra large.
Do you feel like, you know, before you knew your son, but now that you've listened to the live cast, you like...
I know much more about him than I want to know, probably.
Yeah. What would you say? Was there any point where you feel like, oh, maybe I should just tune out right now? I don't want to listen to this episode.
Been a few times. I'm more my wife than me. You know, I may be able to handle a little more than she can. She's got to tune out pretty often.
What is the most embarrassing thing that you feel that Sean has revealed on
the prostate exam? Has to.
Oh, don't ask.
That was probably it. That's probably it.
Projected to so many people in the prostate.
Not
that he thought he was straight.
Well, we were talking about that in the first hour, Sean. Why don't you just tell your
dad? I missed the first hour. Sorry. I got home from a restaurant a little later than we thought.
Right. So they missed it. So we have to tune in to the archive.
Sean, are you wrapping this one up?
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know if you're wrapping
it. If you want to
talk. I'm glad you played my two favorite songs, too, before you called me.
What's up?
Which songs?
I said I was glad you played two of my favorite songs before you called us.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Daryl's song? That was a good one.
Yeah, I like Daryl. Daryl was good. I was hoping to be able to talk with Shlomo, actually, myself.
Shlomo doesn't listen live anymore, it seems. I don't know. He might be over us.
Yeah,
he's a friend of mine on Facebook, so we communicate.
You and Shlomo are friends on Facebook.
Yeah,
Shlomo.
Yes. He's a little more right wing than I am, but we can have some discussion.
You ever put any of his right wing propaganda on your wall?
Yes, he's got a lot of right wing propaganda. A lot of yes.
He did comment on your photo wearing the metal injection shirt, though, right?
Oh yeah, he thought I thought I looked very handsome. He says your father is very handsome.
Perfect. Well, happy birthday, man.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Happy birthday, Sean.
A round of applause for,
thank you.
For Skype.
Hey,
have a good night.
How old are you going to be?
I love you, Sean.
It's 1 year older than the guy you were talking about. I'm 61.
Oh, okay.
61.
61 years young.
My dad's also 61.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Mick Mars could be your dad, Sean.
It's true.
That's right. He could have. He may be, even. I don't
know. Never know what my mom was doing in the
Yeah, you don't know. My mom's, his mom is pretty, she could be.
What the fuck?
She did go to school
with Welcome to Grazine's injection.
She did go to school with Ted Nugent.
Sean's parents getting the after dark.
After dark.
No, I called them today. I called them at 1:30 today to say happy birthday. And I was like, so what are you guys doing for your birthday? And he's like, your mother's standing here naked. And that's my birthday present. I'm like,
no, she had a towel on. But almost naked.
Oh, she had a towel on.
I had a shower.
It was a good joke. It was a good zinger.
Might have been a little bit too much
information. I think the zinger came after the phone call.
Right?
Hey! Chuck vomited in his mouth a little. No big deal.
No, I've grown to accept this and deal with it.
Sean is
and
shaming in the corner.
He's got a lot of scars. He's got a lot of mental scars.
$20 to a therapist every week.
Yes, yes.
Wow. Copay.
Okay. Thank you, United Healthcare.
The employer.
For like 35 now, but all right.
Mm-hmm.
for calling.
Is there anything you wanted to hear?
Or plug? Do you have any plugs?
Or do you have any
plugs? What is your album drop?
I'm a big fan of Ram Jam. If you got any Ram Jam.
Black Betty? See, I thought you were going to push Liquor and Whores. That's why I sent it around.
I like Liquor and Whores, too. Yes, very much. Do they know Liquor and Whores?
I think. Did you guys? I played you. I sent you a YouTube video in that email, but I don't know if anyone listened to it.
Really? Perfect.
It's pretty good. Yeah, it's pretty good.
I bet it is.
My old man does love Liquor and Whores. So that's,
I like Bubbles.
Yeah, right. And Bubbles.
In the wine.
I really appreciate you guys calling. Yeah.
Up with this bullshit.
Made my birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
John?
Well, don't tell
mom. Mom.
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Mom.
Yes.
I love you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, here's the deal.
Cut down in the beer, trying to get rid of the gut for you, Mom.
How's it going?
Thanks a lot.
Rob.
Yeah.
You wear those small T-shirts again.
Yeah. No, my mom's like, we're just used to you being cut, and now you're a little fluffy.
I'm just the term cut?
No, yeah, she said cut, and then I think she said puffy.
Did she say cut?
Yeah, she said cut.
I got a question. If you get back in shape, what T-shirts will we have to give out? You'll be fitting into all of them.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Well, I got rid of all the smalls. Those are all gone, so now I just got mediums.
Screw you, listeners. Sean gets in shape, you're screwed.
I'm taking them back. Mail them back to me.
Sorry, Darrow.
Darrow?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I love you guys.
Okay. Okay. Thanks again.
Get him off the line.
Okay. Happy birthday.
Okay.
So Sean's parents calling into the live cast.
Actually, we called them.
Oh, that's true.
Well, they're on the live cast though.
You know what's funny though too? We're in the Frank Wing, as I said, and it seems like there's a barbecue party that has started
without us.
And
because we're not allowed to eat on the air with Noah yelling at us.
Except she's got a hot dog and burger right
now.
But
I'm not eating it. I'm just looking at it every time I reach into my bag.
But also,
he's doing other things with that hot dog.
Oh, gross.
I must wonder how weird it must be for them, for us to be having like half of a conversation.
Yeah.
And they're just like laughing. Like, oh, that's hilarious. They're like, who are they talking to?
So what are you?
That's like what they're hearing. Right?
Wait, Darren, do one of your impersonations so they think someone else is here, and then they look and they don't see it.
This is Gilbert Gottfried sitting here at the Metal Injection live cast. I want to see some incest porn that's where they like each other and not a rape. Thank you, Jafar.
All right.
Well,
are we wrapping up?
Please. Yes, we're going to wrap it
up.
We will be back next week with a brand